So we decided to create this classroom. It's in an elementary school that's in the center of our city.
Dr. Michael Lewis is director of special education in the Falls District. Last year, the district launched its own study on educating students with autism spectrum disorders. A classroom was established at the Cataract Elementary School for 5- and 6-year-olds.
Some students may be needy to the degree that they do have to go to a program that's not inside the district. Others have less need, and we're able to educate them here.
What learning issues do they have?
So we're seeing children perhaps with repetitive behaviors. We're seeing children that might have issues with speech and language communication. We're seeing issues of perhaps challenging behaviors.
Lewis tells WBFO News, in some cases, this is the first time a student is receiving services in their home district. The district learned how the classroom should look and operate. The class is an 812, 8 students, 1 teacher, and 2 classroom aides.
We have a speech pathologist, a licensed speech pathologist, who is assigned to just that classroom for a portion of her day, and she integrates speech and language therapy into classroom instruction and small group activities. There's a very comprehensive schedule that's visual, so the students don't need to use language to be able to know what they're doing at that time or what's next on the list for their schedule for the day.
And the district works collaboratively with Summit Center. Some of the teachers have received training.
We have a seasoned special education teacher in the classroom all day. With her are 2 classroom associates that assist with a variety of needs in the classroom.
The district is hoping to expand the program in the future.
Eventually, we will need to have a classroom that fits a group older than the current one, so these students, if they need to, can rise into that new class.
2 unidentified parents claim the program has helped their children. 1 parent declares their child is using more words, spelling his name, and dressing himself, and now is excited about going to school. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.